Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter, and I am glad that you're with us. We've got a great series going on. I'm continuing on with my brother and my great friend, Irv Philpott, in the studio. Thanks for being back, Irv.
So glad to be back.
We're talking about body, mind, and spirit. And I'm going to get to that, and we're going to continue talking about that in just a second. 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries. You can find out all about us if you just go to www.721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. We've got a Putting Green blog where you'll see a lot of articles that we write about the things that we talk about on the radio show. We've got video on there. It gives you our mission statement. And really, our mission statement is just to serve Christ. And we focus on businessmen because that's where God has put us, to focus on businessmen. We want businessmen, we want men to realize there's more to it than just going to church. There's more to it than just doing all of the good stuff, the Habitat for Humanity, all that. That Christ is going, you know what, I want the relationship, and I've got A-plus life for you. Now, let me just tell you real quickly, Irv is an attorney in town, very successful. He would say, no, I mean, I'm average, but he's very successful. He has a lovely wife, Paula, 7 children, a good tennis player, smart guy, mind like a steel trap. He and I sort of gravitated towards each other as friends and brothers in Christ because I think we share the same kind of ideals and passions, and part of that is the body, mind, and spirit that we've been talking about.
Yeah, well, if we're going to go there, I think the Lord planned this long before we came together, that we would be together and have this ministry, and I'm so thankful to be a part of it.
Oh, me too, brother. And what we're trying to get across to any to you listening today is that you cannot separate your body and your mind and your spirit. And we last week in the show we talked about our time and how we've got to make a priority. And Irv, saying yes to something, some activity, some commitment.
I mean, you're going to say no to something else.
Again, tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, I think, again, you have to realize that during the course of the day, there are all sorts of things that are going to come up that will be good things for you to spend your time on. But the challenge is, and the call from heaven is to seek the best and to spend your time there. Again, as we talked, investing the time in God's priorities as opposed to just flowing with the flow of culture, the flow of this world, which will take you to places you don't want to go.
And you'll turn around at the end of each week, which will quickly become the end of each month, which will quickly become the end of each year and then a decade, and you'll say, where did the time go?
Where did it go?
How did I not do the things that I really... How did my children grow up before I spent the time with them that I really wanted to spend? Well, it's a bunch of little things that you said yes to, not realizing that meant you were going to have to say no somewhere else.
Yeah. It again comes back, and we have to share the story we've shared before, that when the Lord came and saved me in March of 2003, the question was asked, Irv, I want you to write down the priorities that you have in your life. And I did not know the Lord at that time, but I had listened to a good sermon a couple of weeks before.
Well, you'd been in church all your life.
Been there 40 years. Been there 40 years listening, but no personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so the question was asked, and I wrote down, being the performance guy that I was, that it'd be my relationship with God, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children. And our dear brother in Christ, Clark Bynum, looked at me and said, Irv, you're the first one to get it right. You're the first one to get it finished, and you're right. But I got to ask you a second part of that question, brother, and that is this. If I had been with you for the last week, would where you spent your time reflect those priorities?
Ouch.
And that hurt. And it was worse than hurt. All the blood in my body rushed through my feet, through the floor. But that was the question God used to wake me up to see that I was completely missing it. That I was bankrupt.
You were saying yes to business.
Absolutely.
And you were saying yes to probably sport. I mean, staying in shape at that time.
Sports page. Mm-hmm. Read every day. Got to read the sports page. Got to have that section C.
And it is such a disconnect for us. If you consider yourself to be a Christian, although I'm not sure what that means anymore. If you really consider yourself to be someone seeking to follow Christ. And you're saying no to spending time with him each day. It's not a rule. It's not a performance thing. It is the reality of where really are your priorities. And oftentimes it might be something that really is a priority, but you've said yes to too many other things, and now you have to say no to that.
That's right. I was thinking this morning that, the Lord doesn't need me to come spend quiet time with him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need that. But he knows I need it.
He knows you need it.
Yeah.
He knows you need it. So we have been talking each week. You and I get together and we ask three questions. How are you doing physically? How are you doing mentally? And how are you doing spiritually? Body, mind, and spirit. We must refresh our bodies daily.
Daily.
We must refresh our bodies daily. We must renew our minds daily. And we must replenish our spirits daily. Say that one more time.
Well, again, last week we spent the time and we talked about the refresh your body daily. We went through that. And today we're going to focus on renewing your mind. And that's a daily process.
And that is a daily process. And then next week we'll talk about replenishing your spirit. We're not drill sergeants. We like to be relaxed, and we like to have balance in our lives, and we like to have fun, but we also want to be intentional and purposeful. And God says it through Paul in Philippians 3:10 so perfectly. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. He took hold of you 5 years ago. He took hold of me 15 years ago for a reason.
That's right.
The prize, quite frankly, is to glorify him, of course. Mm-hmm. To be a servant for him, to show others a true reflection of Christ's heart. But the next prize for us on a day-to-day is the A-plus life.
That's exactly right. And I'm just sitting here visualizing or thinking through this. If you get up in the morning and you feel completely rushed, if you feel like, you know, as you said earlier, I've got to grab that cup of coffee and I got to run out the door.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your feeling, I want you to stop and I want you to think about where you are. Because again, the life that we're talking about, which is truly life, is to wake up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Let me praise you for the fact that I'm awake, that you're holding all things together, that you're giving me this opportunity today to serve and glorify you. Now, if that's the way you wake up, just think about it. It's going to be hard to complain the next sentence.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the way you want to wake up. And again, seeking this life of balance, completeness, the life of integrity, walking with the Lord.
And if you're rushing out in the morning and you're not watching your mind, if you're not careful of your mind, we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, what goes on in your mind is going to dictate what your actions are that day. And again, it's always... it's more often for most of us. It's more often a battle of between the good and the best.
Making those choices.
Romans 12:1-2. Talk about renewing your mind. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The promise there is if we will push back against the culture, if we will refuse to conform to the culture, we'll know God's will.
That's right.
We'll know it, we'll live it, we'll sense it, we'll be a part of it, and we'll see how good, pleasing, and perfect it is.
That's right.
But we have to push back.
Have to push back and have to, again, as we keep coming back to, be focused and intentional with what you're doing with your time. And again, as we head into the second part of the show, that's what we're going to focus on, is that renewing of the mind has to be a priority and something that you're focused on.
Because if it's not, if we're not intentional, if we're not purposeful, we will drift. Mm-hmm. And I have to believe that is Satan's best weapon in his arsenal, is just drifting.
Absolutely.
Just let them, it's a slow fade.
That's right.
It's a slow boil. You just fade right on, and you just drift. And if we're not renewing our minds each day, we'll drift. And we'll look back and go, what did I do today that has any eternal significance to it?
That's right. Every day focusing on those things that are of eternal value as opposed to just for right now, for temporal.
When we read this passage, Hebrews 2:1, God speaking to us through the writer of Hebrews, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. It sort of happens like this in your life. I went on vacation. When I got back, I was so busy. I was covered up. You know, I had to get to work early. One thing led to another, and 6 weeks went by, and 12 weeks went by, and 3 months, you know, all of a sudden, I dropped completely out of spending time with my Heavenly Father. I've dropped out completely of spending any time on my body, and I am out of shape. I'm tired all the time. My mind is cluttered. That's what the culture, that's the C-minus life.
That's right. It's flowing with the stream. You got to be swimming upstream.
And so in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about what the A-plus life looks like compared to the C-minus life. How do we find that A-plus life each day when it comes to how we renew our minds on a daily basis, how we avoid the slow fade, the slow boil. We'll be right back in the second half of the show. Stay tuned with more Straight Ahead. Welcome back to the second half of 721 Live. Wasn't that a great song? I mean, doesn't that just capture, that's slow fade, Casting Crowns from the movie Fireproof. And the lyrics, all of the lyrics in there are just so apropos to what we're talking about. I've got Irv Philpott in the studio. We're in the second part of the show where we're talking about our minds. Remember, we're in this series on body, mind, and spirit. And right now we're talking about our minds. And you know, when it says thoughts invade, choices are made, a price will be paid.
And even more, just this idea of the journey from your mind to your hands is shorter than your thinking. Mm. That's the message we want to send with this show and today is you've got to be careful what you're allowing your mind to dwell upon, because that distance between what you think about and what you do is very, very short.
Oh, it's a nanosecond. And there's a phrase that you love from Andy Stanley. Who and what you, help me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who and what you listen to influences what you do. Now, let's camp there just a minute. Who and what you listen to influences what you do. And this, again, is so critically important for us to express this today to folks of all ages, is that when you have the radio on, you are listening to something. Mm-hmm. And what you're hearing will, in fact, influence what you do. When you are reading that magazine, when you are looking at that billboard, when you're allowing those things to flow in, they will in fact influence what you do. So we all need to be more in tune and more focused and intentional about what we're allowing our mind to dwell upon. And of course, the second part of that is that we find that what we choose to focus our attention on is generally much better for us than what catches or what grabs your attention. To be very careful of that.
What we choose to put our attention and our focus on is almost always better, if we're thinking through and being purposeful and intentional, than what catches our attention.
No doubt about it.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, God is saying to us, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll know His will, His good and pleasing and perfect will. You'll know it, you'll sense it. But you will not, staring at that TV, you will not, you know, we always joke about this. Those advertisers don't pay several million dollars for 30 seconds in the Super Bowl because they're dumb. They know that these things seep into our minds. We have got to each day to find that A-plus life and to hold on to it. You know, we do our part. God does the heavy lifting. We do our part to change and introduce some discipline and some thought and some intention into our lives. God transforms us. And that's what Romans 12:1 and 2 is all about. You do your part by refusing to conform to the patterns of this culture. Then God comes in and transforms your heart and your mind. How do we do that on a daily basis? We've got four R's here that you and I like to talk about to avoid that slow fade.
That's right. You know, I think it begins with rest. And, of course, we talked in the last show about the time that you spend in rest, that you've got to give your mind this downtime. And, of course, additionally, to listen so you can hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I think you also have a situation where you want to reset your mind. And we'll talk even more about this next week with an actual quiet time. We've allocated one of the cups an hour for quiet time. Mm-hmm. That those things are absolutely so vital. And, you know, I love the way C.S. Lewis puts it. in one of our, of course, if not favorite book, Mere Christianity, he describes it sort of as coming in out of the wind. He says, the real problem of the Christian life comes where people do not usually look for it. It comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like wild animals. And the first job each morning consists simply in shoving them all back, in listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in. And so on all day, standing back from all your natural fussings and frettings, coming in out of the wind. Let's come in out of the wind.
That's what resetting looks like each morning.
That's it.
Because, you know, when I woke up this morning, this very morning, my mind immediately went to 15 things that I needed to do. Because I got a busy day today. I know you do, too.
Yes,
and after about 3 minutes of whirling around in circles, I was able to catch myself and say, wait a minute. Why don't you say hello to your Heavenly Father? Good morning, Father. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. I had to step back and reset my mind.
You got to come in out of the wind.
You got to come in out of the wind. Everything rushes at you, and it is so important. I want you to think about this now. Rest, reset your mind, and as Irv said, we'll talk more about quiet time next week. Replenish.
Yes, and I think we want to talk about that a minute. That replenish is again the idea of dwelling upon the good. You know, it's taking the time to we talk about, you know, the men oftentimes will take an empty glass and we'll sort of tease them. We'll say, mm-hmm. Hi, you know, we know there's air in there. How in the world do I get the air out of this glass? And then eventually we'll say, well, you fill it up. You pour water into it. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea here of replenish, filling up in your mind with those things that are good and pleasing, those things that the Lord would have you to dwell upon. That's the critical third step.
On and off all day.
On and off all day. Got to be filling up on that.
All on and off. God says this through Paul again in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about these things. Because I got to tell you, I'm human, you're human. My mind is an incredible trap, Venus flytrap, for grabbing the negative stuff floating around out there.
There you go with the things that catch your attention.
Catch my attention. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not careful, I can be filled up with negative thoughts, negative images. Mm-hmm. And I don't like living that way.
Right. And that leads us right into step four, which is so, so critical. Is, again, we've gone over resting and then resetting. We've got replenishing, you know, filling up on the good, Philippians 4:8, and then we talk about repelling. And this is a critical, and of course, Solomon gives us the answer, Proverbs 4:23, when he, again, speaking of about all kinds of different things, amazingly says these words, above all else. Just stop and dwell upon that, you know. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So Solomon is telling us there, the Lord is telling us through Solomon, that you've got to be sure and be focused and intentional to protect your heart and to do that above all else.
You know, guard it.
To guard it. You know, as the song, you know, the slow fade talks about, it's the second glance that ties your eyes, men. Mm-hmm. The issue of lust there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Mm-hmm. You've got to be focused and intentional and repel against these things that would come in and grab or catch your attention and lead you to a place you do not want to go.
We replenish on and off all day and repel on and off. And when he says guard your hearts and minds, above all else, guard your heart. And your heart in that culture is your mind. Guard it. That's not something you can do kicking back with your feet up and just letting your mind float. Guard means to be active about that. Watch what's coming your way. Mm-hmm. Be careful about it. Men, if you think you can look at that Victoria's Secret commercial and then turn around and love your wife for who she is, if you think you can look at that Victoria's Secret catalog, if you think you can go to that those movies, or, you know, there are plenty of men that will say to me, look, when I watch TV, if I'm honest, I'm using the channel changer to see if I can catch something in a movie that's going to give me a little zing.
Yeah. I love, you know, our friend Pastor Dett, you know, he tells us is, in that Christian walk, in that walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no at ease, mm-hmm. but there isn't
yes.
any stress.
Yes.
You know, again, that concept, and we want to make sure we get that across, and I know you've hit on it, is that we are talking about the A-plus life here. We're talking about learning the unforced rhythms of grace. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about something overly burdensome. Mm-hmm. There is no stress because, again, Jesus Christ has handled the heavy lifting for you, believer. Mm-hmm. That's been done. But yet, at the same time, there is no at ease because we are aliens in this land.
Yes.
And the flow of this culture, this world system, Satan, it's always coming at you. You must be focused and intentional.
Repelling what's coming your way. And, of course, we think of TV, we think of the Internet, we think of magazines. You know, we're not just wasting our time. We're cluttering up our mind. And then you're putting trash into your mind. So it's something you have to constantly be aware of. But let me also mention that it's not just those types of things. It's attitudes also that we have to repel throughout the day. Replenish with the things that are wonderful and lovely and noble. But you let anger seep in. You let envy seep in. You let greed. You let those things seep in. And like God says, do not go to sleep angry. Do not give the devil a foothold.
That's right. Have a thankful heart.
Because you got a beach out there, and it's Normandy. And reversing the roles, the devil's coming in onto that beach, and you better have some of your defenses up, or he'll get a beach hole, and then you're sunk. When the Germans realized that the Americans got onto the beach, the Allies got onto the beach in Normandy, they knew it was over at that point. The war was just a matter of time before it was over. You give Satan, you don't repel, and he's in.
That's right.
Now, let me finish up with this scripture passage from Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. That is what we want for you. That is what God wants for you, the A-plus life, mind controlled by the Spirit. Each week we publish all these things on a website, 721ministries.org. Check it out. You'll see more about what we're talking about. So long. God's peace to you. I hope to see you next Friday, Irv.
Absolutely.